Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
All right, so back to Action News. Jack's First Alert Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish. A deep dive on the tropics. Chief, the Bermuda Weather Service issuing a tropical storm warning and a hurricane watch for Bermuda as this now Category 4, I think as of the 8 o'clock update, unless it's changed. Fiona is going to be taking a chug now to the north, staying well away from us, yeah?
Exactly, Richie. It is a Category 4 hurricane, and in fact, may not get too far from Cat 5 for a while tonight and tomorrow. In any case, staying well east of our area, as you mentioned, its closest approach, 800 to 900 miles to the east tomorrow and tomorrow evening. So a swell at our area beaches, rip current risk will be really significant the rest of the week, right into the weekend. And then Fiona's near Bermuda later tomorrow night into early Friday, and then Nova Scotia and Newfoundland for the weekend, and while it'll be losing tropical characteristics, it will be a major ocean storm, and it looks like a big impact on the far eastern portions of Canada, and then that'll be it for Fiona. Gaston upgraded yesterday over the north, and central Atlantic stays there. That's not a problem. Multiple tropical waves are headed westbound, but the one of most significance continues to be just to the east, southeast of the Caribbean. It'll be working its way into and across the Caribbean through the weekend, and initially, there may be some interaction with the north coast of South America, Venezuela, Colombia, and that should and may inhibit development to some degree, and there'll be some heavy rain along that coastline. And then once deeper, if you will, or more north into the Caribbean, the potential for development through the weekend, and then a little south and southwest of Jamaica by late Sunday, Sunday night into Monday, turning more northwest with time and eventually perhaps into the Gulf of Mexico while continues to strengthen as a possible hurricane. Again, we're forecasting here days in advance of a system that's not even developed yet, so obviously there are going to be some changes, and then possibly some impact to the U.S. middle or end of next week. So anybody traveling or that has family members to the Caribbean, the Yucatan Peninsula, this would include Cuba as well, the Gulf Coast from Florida to Texas needs to stay up to date on the latest forecasts, and of course, talking the tropics with Mike, it does look like this system stays well south of hard hit recently Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic, Rich.
Chief, as I've known you for a long time, I heard you mention in the podcast this morning at WOKV.com kind of what the elements are in the Caribbean and in the Gulf, which really has been untouched this season. And I've known you long enough that you never, or you try not to compare hurricane seasons or even hurricanes from recent years. However, conditions do seem similar overall. I'd like you to just kind of update that for anyone who may have missed it.
Yeah, we look at the 04 hurricane season in this case, Rich, that had a couple of storms that came out of the Caribbean moving more north. And that would be Charlie, which was an August storm, became a Category 4 storm. And also Ivan, which for a while was a Category 4 hurricane. Both of those impacted Florida. The point is not necessarily that it hits Florida, but the same general conditions. We have very warm water deep into the ocean that, as you mentioned, has been untouched so far this hurricane season. The shear is fairly relaxed, and there's some upper-level troughs, the jet stream dipping down into the lower 48, which allows or kind of sucks up those systems that are developing in the Caribbean toward the north. Not unusual when we get later into the season to get that jet stream to come into play. So those are the storms that I'm looking at now for possible comparisons. It wouldn't be a perfect one, of course, necessarily, and there will be changes. And another thing to mention, and I think you've known me long enough, Rich, is I don't go out there talking about storms that might be affecting areas unless I feel like it's a significant possibility and that I see things that are lining up to make it such. And so we don't want to panic, obviously, anybody. The key is preparation, and that's exactly what you should be doing across the Caribbean and the Gulf Coast areas over the next, and possibly the East Coast of the United States in the long run, over the next 7 to 10 days, Rich.
Yeah, we've got the weekend on our doorstep. Beautiful weather for you. You want to take advantage of it, maybe take in a ball game. You've got the Jumbo Shrimp finishing up their homestand for the season. All the while, though, not a bad idea to maybe do some trimming and check in on your neighbors. It's just one of those good preparation things that is always a good idea during the peak of the Atlantic hurricane season. Chief, appreciate it. And again, Talking the Tropics with Mike is updated every day during the hurricane season and at times, multiple times, as storms do threaten.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.